There are few countries in the developed world where immigration is not a hot-button political issue. Israel is no exception. In recent weeks, African migrants from countries such as Eritrea and Sudan have been the target of violent attacks by some Israelis who blame them for a rise in crime and antisocial behavior. The government is building a fence along its long border with Egypt to try and stop the flow of thousands of North African migrants. And in the coming days, Israel is expected to deport hundreds of immigrants back to South Sudan. The BBC's John Donison reports.
Ugly scenes in Tel Aviv. A large mob of white Israelis attacks a car with two black Africans inside. They kick and punch the windows, screaming abuse. On the same evening, nearby African businesses were trashed. The violence erupted hours after a demonstration in protest at the number of migrants in the city. The message, you're not welcome. Yael Amrani, a young mother with her toddler clutched to her chest, tells us there's been a rise in crime. She says Africans sexually harass her in the street and have taken over all the housing. She says it doesn't feel like her country anymore. Yael's views are echoed by many of the Israelis at the demo. People say they no longer feel safe on the streets. One elderly man, Israel Harad, offers his solution.
Israel should do like normal countries do, like the United States, that shoot the Mexican who tries to enter the borders. They have to shoot them down, simply. After 100, 200 kills, no one will enter here.
Many Israelis would be appalled with such a view, but the language used even by the country's politicians has been uncomfortable. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, condemned the recent violence, but one MP from his own Likud party called African migrants a cancer. Another Likud politician who addressed the rally was Yariv Levine, but he denied accusations of racism.
There is no issue of racism here. I think Israel is proud of being a country that is open to Jewish immigrants from all around the world, whether they came from Asia, from Ethiopia, from Europe.
It's estimated there are around 60,000 African migrants in Israel. That's less than 1% of the population. The majority are from Eritrea and Sudan. Only a handful have been given asylum, and the Israeli government calls them infiltrators, here for economic reasons. In the coming days, it will move to deport over 700 of them. That includes Simon Mayer and his young family. They kick a football around their backyard. Simon works in a local factory. His wife runs a small kindergarten for the African community, but it's been closed for the last month because of fears of attacks. The Israeli government wants to send the family back to South Sudan, saying the world's newest country is safe to return to. When he first came here 5 years ago, crossing illegally through Egypt, Simon, a Christian, says he was proud to be in Israel, but not anymore.
When I brought my kids here, I used to say that one day they will be in Israeli, army. This is reality. Even others' families also used to say that. 2 years later on, we feel something else.
Simon says he would eventually like to settle in South Sudan, but he doesn't feel the country is yet stable enough to do so.
More than 60 years ago, Israel was founded by migrants, people seeking shelter from persecution elsewhere. If you're Jewish, no matter where you come from in the world, you're still virtually guaranteed Israeli citizenship. But this wealthy country sits next door to the world's poorest continent. You look around on the streets of Tel Aviv and you can see there's a whole new wave of migrants. And there's a real debate here about how Israel should respond and whether this state's own history should have any bearing on that response.
The BBC's John Donison in Tel Aviv. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the Jobs Fact Check here and now.